What if you say, if you had a, if you bought a bunch of butter beans, you'd have to sit down and do what to get them out of the pod?
Shell them.
Sure. Say if you cut the tops off a bunch of turnips, you'd say that you're going to make yourself a mess of
turnip greens.
All right. And if you wanted me to go to the store to get some lettuce, you'd say, go get me 2
heads of lettuce.
All right. Talking about quantities of things, say if a man had a lot of children, 7 boys and 7 girls, speaking about the number, you'd say he has a whole children, or he has a regular
army.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the word passel there? He's got a whole passel of children?
No.
Haven't heard that? Could you say it for me?
Passel?
All right. We were talking about heads of lettuce a minute ago. Have you ever heard anybody refer to having so many heads of children?
No.
Anything other than cabbage and lettuce?
No.
Heads of cattle or?
Yeah, cattle.
Okay. Talking about corn, what would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
I don't know, but it's corn on the cob.
All right, sure.
Eat it like that.
What about sweet corn, roasting ears, anything like that?
Never used the terms.
All right. What about the outside part of an ear of corn? Right after you pick it, you have to take off the
husk.
Okay. And the part that grows right out the top of the corn stalk, that would be the kind of, you know, stringy looking
the
stuff.
Ears? No, that's the ears of corn.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. T-A-S-S-E-L.
Tassel.
Okay. Well, what about right on the ear of corn itself, the stuff that you have to brush off? It's usually some stringy stuff there.
I call it the stringy stuff.
Stringy stuff. Okay. Heard people call it the silk?
Mm-hmm.
Corn silk?
Corn silk, yeah.
Okay. And a big thing that you see around Halloween, people make jack-o'-lanterns out of.
Pumpkins.
All right. And, what about different types of melons that you know about?
Watermelon, cantaloupe type of melon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of muskmelon or mushmelon?
No.
All right. These things that usually come out in people's yards, they look like little umbrellas, got a little thin stalk.
Mushrooms.
Sure. Are there some that aren't good to eat or they make you sick?
I don't know. The only time I eat mushrooms is when I order a pizza with them on.
Well, have you ever heard another name for a mushroom? I don't know if it's exactly the same or a little different. Some kind of stew.
Toadstool?
Yeah, sure. What would you say about toadstools if you wanted to impress on somebody that's really going to make you deathly ill if you eat it? Better not eat those, they might be.
Bad.
Bad or?
Rotten.
Okay. Uh-huh. What about something begins with a P there? Like a bottle of medicine that's got a skull and crossbones on it.
That's the poison.
Yeah. So you say don't eat them, those toadstools are?
Poison.
All right. If a man has a sore throat, somebody offers him, say, a piece of steak, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that, but I just can't.
I can't handle it.
I can't.
Swallow it.
Things that people smoke, they might smoke either
cigarettes
or
cigars.
Yeah. Say if people are at a party, somebody might sit down at the piano and people would gather around. You'd say they're doing what along with him?
Singing along.
All right. If somebody tells a joke, the people might be
laughing along.
If somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be
a bother.
Okay, all right.